in 4.5 years, I don't think we've really dove into online defamation. But it's something that Erin Russell always mentions that she covers when we talk to her about trademark and copyright stuff. Erin, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Is this a big part of your business?
It is. Defamation is very busy, and I get a lot of calls about it. And unfortunately, you know, as social media use expands, misuse of it expands as well.
As, yeah, tensions rise, too, I imagine there's a lot of, especially in the last couple of weeks, issues arise. So who calls you? Is it the person that feels like someone said something wrong about them, rude about them, or illegal about them? Walk us through, like, the threshold of what a case would rise to for you to get involved.
So people call me both when they're being accused of defamation and when they're accusing someone else. But what defamation is, under Illinois law, is it has to be a false statement, and it's published to a third party, which means you say it to someone, or you write it somewhere, or put it on the internet, and it has to cause damage. And it also has to be unprivileged. There are some things that you can say that, while they might be defamatory, there's sort of a legal exception that lets you say it.
Like what sort of stuff?
Well, for example, if someone makes a complaint to the state licensing authority for doctors, they want to make sure that people can complain if they need to and make reports about bad doctors. So you can't be sued if you file a complaint with the Illinois department that deals with medical licenses. It's similar to the ARDC manages licenses for attorneys. If a person makes a bar complaint about an attorney, that cannot be the basis of a defamation suit.
So they don't want to chill certain speech where they actually are trying to encourage people for speaking out for bad things that happen to them from lawyers or doctors, and that doesn't rise to the level of defamation in Illinois.
Exactly. It's not actionable. And also, things that people say, there's a thing called litigation privilege. And so if you say something in a court filing or in a courtroom during a court proceeding, even if it's defamatory, it's not actionable.
Okay. In this given political climate, someone saying something about someone else, you know, and you object to what they said about a recent story or a recent political thing, and just because you disagree with that person, that's protected speech, or that's at least up to the social media company how to police that. You actually have to be talking specifically about someone and lie about them and cause damages.
That's right. So basically, there's sort of two categories of defamation broadly. There's defamation per se, which is in Illinois, there are five different things. It's if you impute that they committed a crime and it's not true. If you say they have what the law refers to as a loathsome communicable disease. If you say they can't perform or lack integrity in performing their job duties, if they lack integrity in their profession in general, let's say, for example, you said a doctor doesn't have a medical license and they do. Mm. And then the final category for per se defamation is adultery or fornication. If you say that someone slept with someone's spouse and that's not true, that's all we need to prove right on the face of that statement. That's considered defamatory.
Wow. Are there a ton of cases? Is this increasing more and more?
It is, and there are, you know, sort of areas that create hotbeds for it. I think one of the most recent, you know, obviously there's a lot of groups on Facebook where people are airing opinions about different things. And one area that I've seen increase a lot in the last maybe 2 or 3 years is these groups where people are talking about, you know, are we dating the same person? And they put someone's picture up and say, I went on a date with this guy, but I think he has a girlfriend. Are you also dating this person? And then people chime in and say whether they're also dating that person or if they feel they've been wronged by that person.
That's wild. First of all, I didn't know that existed. Is that on its face illegal, or would someone have to comment something incorrect or lie about something in order for it to rise to defamation?
Yeah, it's not illegal and it's not defamatory, because a lot of times people are just saying their opinions. I thought this person was a jerk. I thought they were a bad date. I think they just want to sleep with people. I don't think that they're serious like they say they are.
And that's all fine.
Yeah, and that's opinions. That's your opinion if you think someone's a bad date or wasn't fun to go out with, and all kinds of stuff you can say about that. But if you go on there and you accuse them of a crime, if you say that they are on there, you know, they're dating multiple people and sexually assaulting them or robbing them and going to their house and stealing their jewelry, and that's false, then those are very serious false statements that would absolutely rise to the level of defamation.
Is that the hardest threshold to prove in court, whether something is false or true? I mean, do you have to round up like experts and round up like what's the burden of proof there? Is it like beyond a reasonable doubt that it's true? I mean, walk us through a little bit of how you prove something to be true or false.
So it depends. So beyond a reasonable doubt is only a standard of proof in criminal cases. So in civil cases, it's a preponderance of evidence. So, but for example, if someone were to say that Aaron Russell is a convicted felon, I can prove that that's false. I can go in and get the records, and it can be proved that there are no such records anywhere that suggest such a thing is true. If someone said that the Chase Bank got robbed yesterday and it was Aaron Russell that did it, well, we can probably prove where I was yesterday and there's probably video of the robber and they probably don't look like me. So these are things that can be proved false. Mm. But it's very fact specific. It depends on what the false thing is. And sometimes it can be tricky.
Yeah. Especially like the sleeping with other people thing, right? I mean, I don't know. This is fascinating. I guess I went into this thinking that this would be more for people that were saying defamatory things or what I thought were defamatory things about someone because of a political culture. But maybe I've been wrong there. I mean, you can insult people and their political opinions and their beliefs online, and that doesn't rise to defamation. It's a much more narrowed feel about who you're dealing with, right?
I think you're right about that. And I think that when people are having political arguments online, you know, as long as they're just talking about political opinions, that's one thing. But very often because tempers flare, then people, once they get sort of out of that lane and start imputing other things, that's where I think it can get dicey and potentially be defamatory.
There's an ongoing case that tell you what, let's take a break. I'm going to think about if I want to bring this up, give it a full thought before I dive right into it. And I think okay. We're getting some callers and questions too. This is Aaron Russell, who does great work. I love when you come on, Aaron. This is great. And we'll take more of your questions and concerns, anything about online defamation. Aaron Russell joining us now. She does a lot of great work in handling copyright infringement, trademark issues, online defamation. RussellFirmIP.com is where people can go for more. Right, Aaron?
Right.
Okay. We got a question from Tom, who has promised he's not going to say the company's name here on the radio. That's always our rule. Tom, you have a general question about a complaint you may have to issue about something, right?
Yeah, it's about a slander. I just want to make sure I can't be accused of being slander or defamation on this. What happened, I bought a car, an older Chevy from out of state, and I bought it because the car had a good body. It wasn't rusted out. And then they assured me that everything was checked out bumper to bumper, and I probably shouldn't trust a car dealership. I figured once in my life I'd try to trust. Well, I got the car back, and after a few months, the brakes started making some sounds, and I found out the front brakes were probably the original brakes from like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had put about 400 hours into it, and I realized, you know, I'm out the money. But I'd like to send them a letter and tell them I thought what they did was not very fair. But then more importantly, I'd like to send a letter to their state and tell them what happened, and so that maybe go to the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, that's a great question. And you're wondering if you just want to make sure that you or someone in a similar situation wouldn't face defamation or something along those lines.
Exactly, because what they did, I felt, was very unfair to me. So that was my question.
I can hear that, Tom. Shout out to Downers Grove, by the way, Tom. I was at Orange and Brew last night. I don't know if you were there. You're always welcome to say hi. Okay. Aaron, and you're not giving advice to Tom. I know that's not, we don't want to say that. But generally speaking, a customer reviewer wanting to send a letter to the state saying, you know, this company didn't do something that they said they were going to do for me. Are we okay to do that?
Well, that's two separate really good things. So first of all, you mentioned online reviews. So things that you post to the Better Business Bureau, because that's actually just a business, that's not a privileged communication. And so if something defamatory was said, posted to the Better Business Bureau, that could be the grounds for a defamation lawsuit.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, if something that was said is defamatory. And there's a lot of case law. There's a lot of cases. I've handled a lot of cases where someone makes an online review of an attorney or a business or a dentist, whatever, and they say something that is defamatory.
But if you have the strength of that what you're saying is true, I know that could still be murky, but I mean, if you're not lying, you should be okay, right?
Right, that's the key. So defamation is something that's defamatory. So if what you say is true and all the facts line up, then it's not defamatory. Now, writing to the Attorney General's office or a complaint to the government would fall more in line with what we talked about complaining about to the medical licensing authority or to the ARDC about an attorney. Statements to the police and to the authorities are generally privileged. So it would be my guess that a letter to the AG's office would not be actionable defamation.
Okay, but maybe if you're even a little worried about it, online reviews. Wow, I didn't know that, Aaron.
Oh, goodness. Online reviews are a massive source of defamation complaints. It's like a lot of these pressure points. Defamation cases don't arise when everyone's getting along and everything's going swimmingly. They come up when people are angry and feel hurt or betrayed or wronged in some way. And so when tempers are high, sometimes people say things they don't mean to say or more than they mean to say, and it can lead to a lawsuit.
Okay, we've had a couple questions now, people calling in. What about a high office political figure? Now, there's some different. I took my First Amendment class in college for journalism, and we talked a lot about the public figures, maybe not being able to sue for libel or defamation. I broadly remember something along those lines. What about a high political office?
That just is a heightened pleading and proof requirement. So when it comes to public figures, then you have to prove actual malice, and you have the burden of proof rises to clear and convincing evidence, not just a preponderance of the evidence.
So it's just a harder threshold to prove as the politician that, hey, this person was libelous or slanderous against me.
Yes, and that can be a politician or even just a famous person, anyone who's considered a public figure legally.
Oh, I wonder if I am. I don't think so. I'm not at that level yet, but we'll see. We'll save that for another day, Aaron.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
Good answer. You get to come back. We've got about like 2 minutes before the news. There is a story in the news right now about a coffee shop and a woman who claims that the coffee shop wrote the word loser on her, I think it was her mom's order, because her mom was honoring, I think, the late Charlie Kirk with an order that he liked. Anyways, it's blown up on social media. The website I work for has covered this. Starbucks has said that we looked at all the video images, and this did not happen this way. And not to say that this woman wrote it, maybe someone else did in between. I have no idea. But can a company like that say, hey, look, you went online and said that our company did something that they didn't? Could that be a defamation suit from that company to that woman?
Well, it could be. However, one wrinkle there would be if the woman had a reasonable belief that the barista, whoever handed her the coffee, did that, then she reasonably should have known. Then it can change things. That's where all of these cases get very fact specific. But if the person who made that claim wrote that themselves or knew that the barista didn't do it, then there could be trouble there. But if they innocently did really believe it, then probably a defamation case would not be successful
I
against that
see.
person.
So it's you can say things that you believe to be true, and that can be a defense of something.
It can be, and especially, but it has to be a reasonable belief.
Interesting. And that word reasonable means that that's up to the interpretation of the jury in the civil case, right?
It can be, and in some cases, it's actually a question of law, which means the judge decides.
Wow. Okay. Aaron, this was so cool. We're getting a lot of questions and texts. I hope you can come back again to chat about this.
I think we should do it. I'd love to.
I love that too. Where can people reach you at if they have been defamed or accused of defamation and need some help?
They can reach out on my website at russellfirmip.com, or they can call the number 312-994-2424. And they can request a consultation, and I don't charge a fee for initial consultations for these cases.
312-994-2424. And Aaron, we figured out the formula. We have you on Zoom. So many listeners remember our phones cutting out so many times. We did it, Aaron. Nice work.
We did it.
Good, great chatting with you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks. Take care.